Welcome back. This is episode 2 of Balance of Power, part 3. You did it. You killed a helpless Brodian. Well, okay, you knocked him out. Fair.
Stunned him.
Fair.
Yeah.
Chris Bonk, rest in peace.
Chris Bonk.
Chris, it's spelled K-R-I-Z. But yeah, Sergeant Bonk, Sergeant Commander Bonk is unconscious. And so what are you going to just leave him at the entrance? Or like everybody's moved up. You're pursuing your mission to figure out who's using these X-wings to commit piracy in the region, and it looks like someone's occupied the base, starting with this one poor unfortunate Rodian. I think you had something you wanted to do, Zed, right? As you approach the unconscious creature.
Yes, I'm going to look at it, like the symbols on his clothing and stuff like that, and see if I can glean where he's from or what faction or group he's with.
Excellent. Why don't you make a medium difficulty, was it Knowledge Underworld, I think? Yes, it sure is. Knowledge Underworld with two purple dice in your pool. You.
Knowledge Underworld, here we go. Yeah.
How'd we do? Let's see. Oh, that is... I mean, it's bad. You fail. So you don't recognize the symbol, but you do get lots of advantage. So you can spend that advantage as you like. So that'll give you. Do you have any strain right now?
I have two strain.
Okay, so you can spend two to recover those if
okay,
you like.
I'll do that.
You can also, if you look at the ability. Let me take a quick look here and see if it gives you any additional stuff. No, you don't know anything about this in particular, but I'll give you some information about some sort of unrelated stuff. Maybe you don't recognize this the Black Sun sigil, but it looks like the blaster that he's got on him, the holster has the embossed sigil of the Alliance to Restore the Republic. And this blaster definitely came from an Alliance, like a armory. It was stolen from somewhere, and there's probably other Alliance weapons nearby if they've stolen and equipped themselves with these.
Okay, is there a reason why I would know it was stolen?
Well, there's no way they would just give them out, right? Like, this is like an officer's pistol. Yeah, okay. It's probably like a symbol of like someone's service or something. It probably belonged to a particular officer.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. How good is that blaster?
It's a heavy blaster pistol.
So as I was scanning the unconscious person here, I discovered a weapon on him that is only given out to specific people of the rebellion. It means that this man is quite possibly a thief of some sort.
You know, Kes, you know your guns. You know your way around a blaster pistol. Yeah, do you wanna take a look at it when Zed mentions that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll just take the gun from him and then do I look for markings or?
yeah, for sure. So you can take it out of the holster and sort of turn it over. If you want to get a closer look at it, you can roll knowledge warfare with a difficulty of two purple in your pool.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, so you can't tell who it belongs to, but you know it belongs to somebody, it's like a specific person's blaster, and you know that like if you ever were given one of these, it would be considered like kind of an honor. They're not really meant to be used in combat; like it's an ornamental pistol. It's still a gun and still works, but like either this person killed the officer and took it, or like found it, and if you can find who it belongs to and give it to them, they'd probably be pretty happy. It would earn you some sway among that officer's branch of the army if he's still alive. Okay. If you keep it, you could use it to track him down.
Okay, so then I guess kind of just like holster it on my side, or I don't think I have like a pack or anything.
It's got its own holster, so you can just have two now if you want.
Yeah,
holster on the other side. Okay, yeah.
Is it just as so? It's not as good as the normal heavy blaster pistol.
It's actually the same as the normal heavy blaster pistol. It's just more ornamental. It just looks nicer.
You know, I could actually hold that for you. if you don't have enough space. I'll leave that decision up to the commander, whether he wants you to have it or me. I wasn't planning on using it because you said it's like an ornamental gun, but I mean it still works as a gun. It's just that it like belongs to someone specifically.
It's yeah, got it all would the stats be of a heavy blaster pistol, though, right?
Yeah, so I wanna ask, like, Cass, like how seriously do you take like military tradition, right? Like you're a gunner, you're part of the New Republic Army. How seriously do you take it, right? Like firing this gun would be considered sort of a dishonor to the servicemen that it was given to, right? Like it's like part of like military discipline. Like, yeah, you're given it as a symbol of your service to the Alliance. You wouldn't really use it, but you could if you needed to, because it's still a functional gun. Because on the flip side, giving someone a gun that doesn't work is a little bit of an insult to a soldier, right? To be like, here's a gun, don't try to use it. It's fake. So I don't know. It depends on your feelings. Like, would you feel like weird about firing somebody else's ornamental blaster, or not so much? Are you more pragmatic?
I would say more pragmatic about it, but I still want to hold on to it, like personally, just because, as like the gunner, I feel like I have the most advantage or ability with the guns. Not if you ignore the fact that I lost my gun earlier, just pretend that didn't happen. Yeah,
I should probably hold on. I'm really good with guns. You'll see.
I
promise. You know,
later. Just in case I lose one, now I have a second one, so I can lose that one too.
I mean, guns are what soldiers do too, but yeah. It's a really good gun, though, if you want to use it. It's probably much better than what you have.
Okay,
like,
well, how about
the damage of my current gun?
Right. Where's, so it's, how do we see the damage of this new gun?
So my range light is, I have one skill in that.
Oh, it still
uses,
if you
just want to compare classes.
It still uses ranged light. It's a light weapon. It just hits harder.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if you want...
Heavy blaster pistol does 7 damage with a 3 crit.
There you go.
I think something in, Caitlin, your settings, when someone else talks, your mic just, like, stops working. Because I can see that you're still talking, but, like, as soon as someone else talks, your mic just cuts out. I don't know what is causing that, but it just is an FYI. That's why people will keep saying that you're cutting out.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's
not... We're not just being
jerks. Yeah, I just realized.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
It's like she's still talking, but I can't hear her.
It's in your audio settings. You go to settings, audio settings, and then automatically adjust microphone should be unchecked.
Cool. I'm gonna keep an eye on the cams so when Kayla, when you're talking, I don't talk over you. Sorry.
Automatically, yeah, it is unchecked.
Okay.
We'll take a look at it later. So, Leah, let's just, if Caitlin is talking, let's all just, like, give her space to finish and then talk, just being aware that that's a thing that could happen.
Right.
Okay, cool. So, you have this blaster. It is better. It's definitely a better, or, like, a harder-hitting gun. But there is that degree of, like, if you give it, it's going to be less, if you give it back to the guy and he's like, this has been fired, you know, it'll be like, sorry. Like,
right.
But we just took it off a bandit. I mean, you know somebody.
If you want to blame, the bandit, you certainly can. But it's like giving somebody, you know, it's like he lost his action figure that was still in the package, and you brought it back, and you're like, well, the package is kind of dented; it's not in mint condition anymore. But here's your Chewbacca back.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, you have it. It's available to you for whoever wants to use it.
Okay. Well, does Caitlin have she has a ranged pistol too, right?
Yeah, so Gunner, you have a light pistol, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Mine's short range, and that one's at medium range. And it's like 40% more damage, but it's fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you've got two weapons, and so because you've got the sword too, so I'll keep. Yeah, so I'll keep the two guns. If she has a gun and a sword.
Okay.
Just real quick, how long does it take to use an emergency repair patch?
I don't know. Let's take a look for recovery and healing. Medical care. It works pretty much the same, I think. But it works the same as a stim pack, but for droids.
Yep.
You can use them. They're instant. They heal a fixed amount of wounds And you can only use one of them in any 24-hour period. That's how stim packs work. Let me take a quick look at the equipment chapter.
To make sure. The emergency repair kits are different for droids. You can use up to 5, but after 6, they don't work anymore.
Okay.
Excuse me, after 5, they don't work anymore.
What page is that? Is that on? I just want to take a look at it really quick.
You bet. It is on page 197.
197? Okay. Well, thank you. Let's take a look here. So, one. Okay, let's see. So, I think it's basically like instant. You don't have to roll, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay, emergency repair pit. One use item. Droids can use them. Similar to the way an organic being employs a stim pack. Yeah, perfect. So it's instant, and you just fix it up. You heal 3 wounds.
Oh, it requires to spend a maneuver.
Yeah, that's fine. So maneuver is just like an instant. So you take it out and fix up your repair. Make sure you mark off how much it uses, and you're good to go.
Okay. It's a 3.
Alrighty.
Cool.
Okay, so you've taken a second to attend to your wound. Kes, you've got this new gun. Gunner, you're on the lookout. And Talra, you can see now there's this like, you know, like the corridor I described to Gunner, the light's kind of flickering. It's all like damp and damaged. But the base is open. The door's open and it's ready for you to enter.
Is there enough light for us to get a good idea about what the inside looks like?
Yeah, I mean, from here you've got the light, diffuse though it might be, through the sort of cloudy Jagomir sky, and that's illuminating the immediate vicinity. And then the lights are on inside, but they're pretty dim. You could, if you gained access to a console, you could like turn them up, but that would probably notify them that there's somebody messing around with the electronics. There's a long hallway, and then the hallway splits at a T intersection a little ways up, and you can see that far.
All right. Is there any place that we can see that someone could move up to and be in cover for the rest of the hallway moving forward? Like any consoles or anything that?
Nothing between here and the hallway? Nothing between here and the T intersection. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna kind of look left and right. Look over at Gunner.
Gunner, move forward, but do it slowly and carefully.
As you command.
And I'm going to stay back by the door, trying to, like, cover her.
Okay. All right, so Gunner, you want to move up and check out that T intersection? Kaylin, is that the plan?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so yeah, Gunner starts to make their way up to the T intersection, and he stops there. And you take a look back and forth without having to expose yourself. To your left, there's a hallway that terminates in a big pile of garbage. It looks like whoever's occupied this base is just like using a damaged hallway to like throw their trash. So there's a bunch of like rubble from a broken ceiling, and then just piles of like empty food containers and refuse. You can see the legs of like a rusted protocol droid just like sticking up out of the garbage. And then there's a door next to it, which is closed. On the right hand side, you can see the hallway goes a ways to an arch that opens up into the other part of the bunker. This is the hangar, so you can see a big room on the other side, but you can't see much else. The doors, one of the doors is open because it's broken, and down that hallway you can see two more of these pirates standing and talking. There's a Zabrak and a human. They both have their side to you. They haven't noticed you yet because you just peeked around the corner. And they're talking. They're dressed and armed similarly. They have blaster pistols. And actually, I think the Zabrak has a rifle. Is a blaster rifle that is leaned up against the wall next to him. And they're just talking.
Did I see one person first? Or did I miss you?
No. Those are the only two people you saw. I mean, they're like I said, the droid legs sticking up out of the garbage. No other people than these two pirates.
Okay. I relay that back to our chief.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can sneak back and tell them.
If I talked on comms here, they would hear me?
There might be a chance. You could like whisper. I'd roll, but it'd be unlikely. Okay.
I just poke my head back around the corner and like I go flat against the wall and I take out my big walkie-talkie and that
thing. Okay. So your stealth is real good though. So let's make a check for these pirates. What's your stealth again? It's like one yellow and two. One yellow and two green?
And a blue.
Okay. And blue, one yellow, two green. All right, let's see if they notice you. Or they notice anything. Some unperceptive motherfuckers. Yeah, no. These pirates don't notice shit. They're too busy arguing. So yeah, so you relay that information back to the team, so everybody else hears that.
All right, so I'm going to kind of look at the other two.
Let's move up. Keep it careful.
Go back, and while Caitlin, I'm assuming, is looking over the side, mm-hmm. we can kind of move up flush with the wall so we aren't ever exposed. We're not ever in their sight lines and can mm-hmm. kind of line up behind her.
Sure. Okay, so I'll just show you kind of where everything's at. I'll draw a little map real quick. So the hallway that you came in is like this. So you came in from outside. And then there's a T intersection here. This left hallway is where all the garbage is, old droidy legs. And then there's a door here. And then this is the way that opens up into the underground hangar. And there's like stairs, I guess, here leading down because the hangar is a floor below. And then the little pirates are here and here. So Gunner, you're on this corner right here. And then everybody else, you can move up behind him. That makes sense?
Commander, what type of mission would you classify this as now? Are we getting intel or are we trying to clear out this building?
At this point, it's intel. We need to find those X-Wings or any information leading to them.
If I engage an enemy, should I kill them or subdue them?
Now that brings up an interesting question. Adam, can we wake up someone that's stunned?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can apply like a stim pack to them to wake them up. They're in like a deep unconsciousness. So like moving them wouldn't necessarily wake them up, but like loud shouting and slapping and throwing water in their face might. And then something like a stim pack would definitely wake them up.
Okay.
Our goal is to stun and try to get as much information out of them as we can.
Yeah, Gunner, set your horrifying vibro sword on stun. Hit them with the flat part. She's
got a blaster too, right? That she can set on stun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I can stun with it.
So I have a quick question. Can I use my force power out of combat?
You can use your force power anytime you like.
Can I look around the side and use force move on the rifle against the wall to pull it towards us and away from them?
Yes. So at level one, force move allows you to push or pull any object that is up to silhouette zero. So people smaller than people sized, smaller than Ewok sized, like equipment. So you could try to yank blasters out of people's hands, pull blaster rifles off the wall. Using your force powers is definitely a thing you can do here. So let me double check they'll definitely notice. They'll be like, hey, my blaster rifle.
Yep. Before I do that, can I tell the team
prepare to engage
and let them use whatever they want to get ready for a fight and then use my force power at the beginning of the fight?
You have to get within short range of the thing that you want to pull, which is going to mean, getting up closer, like more where Gunner is. But if you're there, then you can yank the rifle into your hands if you want.
All right. So let's do that. I'll kind of move around Gunner and position myself to make whatever movement I need to get to that point. But before I do that, I'm going to kind of look back at the team and kind of do a little nod and make sure they've done everything they want to before we engage.
Okay. I'll draw out the engagement sort of section here. So the two of you are at short range in the hallway, and then everybody else. Oops. And then Kes and her droid are further back. And then there's two space pirates here, kind of at range with you. So if the hallway goes like this,
wait, is one of those guys? I see myself twice now.
Yeah. Oh.
Where's the other version of you?
I only see one of you. Oh, there we go. Okay, never mind. It's gone. Weird.
Okay.
We're good.
Cool. All right. So yeah, you're crouched around the corner and you're in short range from them. And then Zed and Kes, you're obviously like you can't see them, but you're back around the corner. Now, do you want to move somewhere or sorry, this hallway goes that way. There we go. Or do you have other plans before the blaster rifle gets stolen?
So Tara's like right next to the guys. Is that what we're looking
no.
at?
No, Tara, do you want to move yourself over by Gunner? Just grab your.
There we go.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I'm gonna move up and I'll be like right behind.
Okay, so everybody's just like sneaking kind of up.
Stacked
around
up. The corner. Yeah.
Okay, and then what about you, Zed? What's your plan? Do you want to stay out of this for now or?
Commander, would you like this to be handled quietly or noisily?
As stealthy as we can, but do what you need to do.
Affirmative.
Okay.
Does it make like a really loud noise? Because when I did it, like my fusion thing, or my fusion cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Does it? Because I made a loud noise when I did it the first time because I was really excited. But I don't know. Like, what do you think? No, personally, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a welding torch being turned on. So there's like a fairly loud click and then a hiss and the sound of it like burning. So yeah, I would roll to I would try to roll to see if they hear it.
If we want, can he do his thing? Like, can I give him a signal to do his thing right when I pull? So even if they did hear it at that point, it'd be too late, or is that too much?
Yeah, no, you can do that.
Zed, how's that sound?
One more time.
We'll wait. I'll give you a signal, and you can turn on your thing right as I force pull, so we can kind of, even if they heard it, it doesn't even matter at that point.
I was trying to goad you into using the voice.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
That's right. No, yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I'll just have it ready. And not lit though.
Okay.
All right. So
prepare yourself.
Sorry, go ahead, Gunner. You had something else you wanted to do. So once all your preparations are done, we'll roll initiative, and they'll roll their vigilance, and you roll your cool because you're springing an ambush on them.
So I'm standing there with my back to the wall, getting ready to go. But as Gunner comes up behind me, I just kind of like look down, swear the gun, and I snap back.
Wait, you're Gunner.
Yeah, it is right. Confusing because you're an ace gunner and Caitlin's character's name is Gunner. But yeah, I like that. So you walk up and Gunner like eyeballs the gun. Like
okay. That's hanging off the gunner.
So Kes, you don't have a clear shot on them right now. You'll have to wait until you do, or whatever. Is your blaster still set on stun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's roll to see how this ambush goes. So the first thing that happens, the thing that triggers the initiative roll, is going to be your force pull. So we don't have to do that in initiative order. So let's use a force power. Let's do that for the first time. So Talra, what you need to do is roll one force die. This is the die in the very middle of your pool, the little one with an O next to it.
Okay.
Just
put one of those.
Just put one of those and then click the D20. All right. So the way this works is you need to spend light side symbols to make the force work. Now, if you don't generate any light side symbols, you can you ignore the dark side of the force, which is what you rolled here, or you can choose to allow it to generate a force point for you if you suffer strain. So you can take a strain, or you can flip that last destiny point over to me and give me the rest of the pool.
Let me go ahead and take a strain hit.
Okay. So let me see here.
Okay.
Wishes to use one more. Oh no, you have to flip the destiny point. You can't do strain. It's only for it's the pull of the dark side. So you have to give me that point basically, or you can't use your power.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and use the point.
Okay, so just click where it says use light side under Destiny Pool. Thank you very much. And what does that look like? You feel the call of the dark side, and you reach out to pull the gun. So what does that feel like? How do we see that? The first time we see you use your power, you like give in, you're like, are you angry that they're like in this rebel base? Like, what does that feel like? Explain your feelings to me, Talra.
I'm very frustrated. When I reach my hand out the first time, it doesn't really do what I want it to. I don't really feel.
We get the thing where it like rattles a little bit, where it's
yeah, it rattles, happens. And I'm like, this is, you know, I have no time for this. I haven't trained for this. I got people counting on me. I can't do this. And I just kind of like rip it off the
yeah.
wall.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like
so
a little bit of anger in there. Just like, I don't have time for this shit.
Nice. Yeah, you get like a sneer on your face. Your snout sort of curls back from your, because you're a Bothan. You got like sharp.
I got fangs, man.
Yeah.
Fangs.
So we see you. Yeah, we see you snarl. And then the blaster like flies into your hand, like just rips across the hallway. And
I do want to say though, the second it starts moving, I kind of catch myself a little bit, like whoo, right. whoo, like slow down a little bit there, and kind of, you know, drop my hand a little bit faster than I would normally.
So you give in to the passion of the moment, snap up the blaster rifle, and then the two pirates like turn and they're like surprised and they see you, and now we roll initiative. So now I'm going to use those dark side points. I'm gonna stop hoarding them. So everybody go into your character sheet like we did before, and let me just clear the initiative order before you roll. Make sure that you clear your dice pool. So you're not adding any difficulty dice. So clear your dice pool, go to combat, and click on you're prepared. So you're using the cool pool, and then I'm going to use vigilance. But I'm going to use one of my dark side points, and I'm going to give you a point here. So let's see, dice pool. Using a dark side point to upgrade their initiative. So I roll one red die, or one yellow die instead. Okay. Great. Wait, zero. Good stuff. Yeah, there are some faces of the dice that don't have anything on them. So I need to add one NPC with 00 on there. So you did surprise them. They're really bad at... This is their worst of their initiative rolls. So here, I'll roll them back in. And then there we go. Take away there. Perfect. Okay, so somebody needs to roll initiative who hasn't yet. Zeke, you got it. Perfect. Okay, so same as before, you're all much faster than them. They're startled, and whoever wants to go first can go.
Okay. Well, so we need to move out from behind the corner, right? Should we move ourselves?
Well, you're all around the corner right now, so you can move. You can make a maneuver to move within short range to get a shot on them.
Okay.
Because right now, no one can see them really. Like Talra pulled the rifle and then hid around the corner.
Can I move and strike?
Yeah. If you want to move, you're moving. You'll have to move within short to get around that corner, and then another move to get up to them, and then attack. And you don't ever have to draw your weapon. And you're it's part of you, so you don't have to draw it. So yeah, if right. you spend two strain, you can run up and attack the nearest one if you want.
Well, and his other thing's already on, right? Because he turned it on when I did the force thing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you're ready to go.
You said subdue if need be.
Yes. We can stun him. We want to, but if
okay, let me subdue them with this fusion cutter.
I know.
Right? No, and that's
you don't like, need that's them. My first. Eggs. They have no arms now.
Let's see here. So you're, I'm looking at the map here. Ko has moved up or no, he hasn't. No,
you're
one's
all,
moved
you're
up.
All clustered. No one's moved up yet. Yeah. No one's moved yet. Yeah.
Okay. And then when he grabbed the thing, did they immediately see us or we're around the corner?
Yeah. Still? Yeah. That's what triggered the combat. And they're like, what? And they turn and see the blaster rifle fly out of the way.
Okay. All right. I'll wait.
So you don't want to go first? Okay, who's going to go first?
I'll go.
Yeah? Okay, what do you want to
do? Yeah, okay. Well, I got to walk around them, I guess, because they're standing right by the edge, so I'll just move out here.
Perhaps a warning shot would be advised.
Okay.
They may have information.
You come out into the hall. You're at short range from the two of them. The guy whose blaster rifle got pulled away, you can see him reaching for a vibro knife he's got in his boot. The other one's going to pull his pistol. But yeah, you slide out around the corner with your weapon in your hand. Do you wanna take a shot at one of them?
Can I like yell at them and try and intimidate them?
Yes,
you totally can. Stopping? Okay, cool. So I yell at the off my gun pulled, pointed at the guy who's going for his. Does the second guy have a gun? There's two of them. And one's going for a knife.
One's going for a knife. The other one's going for a gun.
Okay.
So this is going to be a coercion roll. So you're going to roll your coercion. The difficulty is going to be their willpower, which is one. So make a coercion roll with one purple die.
Okay.
And if you succeed to intimidate both of them, you need a success and an advantage because then it'll apply the success to both of them.
I'm really good at dice, so
you are. Do you want to use a destiny point to upgrade your coercion?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Do it.
So the way that works on your sheet, if you click use light side, that'll shove that point over to me, and then you can add one upgrade. So it says upgrade zero, change that to one before you make the roll, and that'll upgrade your coercion.
Just one upgrade and then one purple die.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. Cool. Coercion.
Holy shit. Okay. So with four successes, it means one guy is very intimidated. So with coercion, let's see what you can spend your successes on. So you can also, per additional success, you can inflict strain on one of them. And since these are minions, the guy that you intimidate is so intimidated he passes out. And the other guy, the guy that doesn't, which one do you want to pass out? The guy with the knife or the guy with the blaster?
The guy with the blaster.
Okay. All right. So you just like jump around the corner with your blaster in your hand. And you're like, freeze, suckers. And one of them, the guy with the blaster, just like falls unconscious. His like eyes roll back in his head and he just falls on the floor. And the guy with the knife looks at him. He's like, seriously? But in Hutties. So he like says something in Hut and the subtitle is seriously. And he grabs his knife. And now you also have two strain, I think I can inflict, but yeah, let's go with that. So I'm gonna inflict two strain on you.
Inflict two strain on us?
On you, for the two threat that you got. So it was a pretty it was a pretty risky maneuver, right? You just leapt out into the hallway. They could have shot you. So you know, we see you looking really cool and tough and like whatever like Kes's theme is, the like, you know, New Republic military theme like swells in the background as you leap into the hallway. But the music changes as they pass out. The one guy passes out to a more tense thing, like some violins come in as the guy draws his knife and he's gonna like try and rush you. He's not as easily intimidated.
Cool. Do I know he's trying to rush her?
So it depends because you're all around the corner. So whoever goes next, you'll see this happening. So
no, okay. if she goes, I go.
Okay.
Can I just also just like as she's going, I come and I take a step out from behind her, and so then as you're going, Zed, it's like there's just three of us and we all look super badass lined up in this hallway.
Whoever goes next, they're going to be the one that moves. You can all get like gathered up behind this guy. He may change his opinion by the time it's his turn, but right now he's just like, oh, it's just one person with a blaster. I'm tough. Yeah. I'm going to go knife that person.
If I see her going, like I'm immediately right behind her because, you know, I live to serve.
Okay.
And I kind of want this to happen like,
Sergeant, are you sure this is a wise course of, never mind.
Right. So you're like shuffling
as the guy just like crumples.
So then I'm standing right next to her with my blaster arm up.
Okay. And do you want to fire? And this you can stun this guy, right? Like you have a stun.
Right. Setting. Yeah.
I would. I'm assuming so because I paid the money.
It's a light blaster, right? It just happens to be built into your arm. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So make the shot. It's going to be, I'm going to upgrade the difficulty with a dark side point. So let me spend that. Okay. So I use dark side point and now the difficulty is one red die for you. Add a red die and then click next to blaster pistol.
You betcha. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah, you wreck the dude. Okay, so you hit, you deal enough stun damage to knock him out, and you've got two advantage that you can then spend on healing strain, yep, if you have any, or you can pass along an advantage die to whoever goes next. The combat is over, though, because both of them are unconscious.
Because so I can't give her, like, relieve my...
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't heal somebody else's strain.
Oh, okay.
Just your own, yeah. Because basically you're just like, wow, yeah, I'm awesome, and you feel less stressed about it.
Sure, okay.
And, yeah, so you by a combination of stun pistol and stun shouting, you knock the two, you knock the two pirates out.
Death stare, super effective.
Yeah.
I don't have a sense of smell, but I believe this one soiled himself.
Cool. Okay. So, Talra, you have a blaster rifle in your hands. So you can add that to your character sheet if you want. You can give it to somebody else. Yeah, and you can move up and check out the hangar if you want.
Let's move up and see what we can find in here, but be careful and alert us if you see anything.
Okay, so you're all moving up as a group, Commander. Are you all moving up as a group, or are you going to send Gunner ahead to scout it out?
While we're moving up as me, Kes, and Zed, Gunner can go a little bit forward and kind of do whatever he wants to do up there.
Okay. All right.
I dash forwards.
Can we scanning with the comms?
When we're standing at the very beginning of this room, can we see everything, or is it like big?
It's a big room. It's not like huge. It's not like a cathedral size room, but it's big enough that inside it fits one squadron of six X-wings. It's an X-wing hangar. So when you come in, or as you approach the entrance, Gunner, you see three X-wings on one side, and one X-Wing on the other with two docking stations for two more. One of the X-Wings is, like, taken apart. Like, its wings are off. The cockpit is missing. It looks like they're in the middle of, like, trying to fix it. The other ones in the room have been repainted, like a matte black with an inverse, like, black sun on them, like the white sun sigil that you saw before. There are a handful of, I would say maybe like a half dozen of these, like, pirates, standing or sitting over by one of the X-Wings around a table. They look like they're, like, playing a card game or something. And you can see from here, like, one of those power droids walks by, like a gonk droid walks by. And there's a bunch of, like, maintenance equipment around. It doesn't look like there's any other exit from the room, aside from the roof, which is a like an irised, like, opening. It's closed right now, but it looks like it would open to allow the X-Wings to fly up and out.
So I see how many people playing cards?
You see six right now, a mix of humans and near humans.
And one droid.
Yeah, the droid doesn't have, like, eyes, though. Like, it's the big garbage can droid with legs. It's just like a walking battery, and it's just, like, kind of, like, shambling around over by one of the X-Wings. If they use these X-Wings for non-in-system travel, there's probably astromech droids around somewhere, but you don't see any from where you're standing.
All right, so if there was a droid positioned on top of an X-Wing, they could use the guns on us?
An astromech droid could use the, but the thing is with the X-Wing's guns is they're forward placing, they're not turrets, so okay, they can only shoot directly ahead of them.
Okay, and we're coming from the back of them.
They're facing kind of in, so if it's a square, their noses are pointed towards each other.
Yeah, because it's a hangar, yeah. Glancing around, do I see any other hallways or side entrances that people could come into the hangar from?
Make a perception check with average difficulty. Just two purple dice perception check for me. Thanks.
I'm going to take strain from this.
Right. No, nothing happens. It's a failure, but with no complication at all. So all the symbols, sometimes this happens. If it doesn't show results, it's because all the symbols wipe each other out. They don't notice you. You don't get strain. There's no advantage, but you can't get a clear look at everything in the room. There's a lot of, like, junk, just like everything else in this base. concrete debris from sections of wall that have collapsed, like piping and tubing, and then just regular type garbage. Like, these pirates are treating this base like crap, basically.
Okay, so just say... So
it's hard to say. If there are any other exits or entrances, you don't spot them from here.
I just say, hangar, to myself. And then on comms, I say that I've spotted six human and human-like figures, one droid, sir.
All right. So we're all back by the door. Gunner is up looking at these four, I think, or these six people. I think at this point, we're going to need to try to stealth up and get in position. So I'm going to kind of look at everyone and stay down, move forward. We need to work our way up to Gunner.
Okay. I'll show you. I'm going to drag everybody over to a different page real quick so I can just draw out the hangar. So the hangar is kind of like rectangular shaped. The hallway coming in here. There is an X-wing here and then three more X-wings kind of like this area, two empty landing pads, and then the little table with the pirates at it is right here. So they're all kind of around this table area. The table itself has a bunch of SABAC cards on it, maybe like a little radio transmitter. And then there's, yeah, the gonk droid like wandering around over here. One thing to be aware of with that droid, if it gets hit with a stray blaster bolt or an intentional blaster bolt, it will explode in a big way. It's like a little power plant. Yeah, so this is the room. There may be other exits or entrances, especially kind of in the side areas here, but you can't see them because the room is dimly lit and those big X-Wings are kind of in the way.
In a big way, like everyone in this room? So if we took a shot, we'd kill them all for free or like everything?
No, not like nuclear reactor explosion, but enough to destroy one of the X-Wings, certainly. Yeah, like a big explosion, but not a nuclear bomb kind of thing.
And the droid is near the poker flares?
No, he's way at the back.
Okay.
Yeah. And if at this point, so this is a good opportunity for like, if you want to spend one of those lightsaber points to like have something nearby, like a piece of equipment or something that you need to carry out your plan, you can always spend that point to just be like, oh yeah, well right near the door, there's like a hydro spanner or something. Like that's another way you can use those points, especially in areas where it's conceivable that you could have that kind of equipment around. But for now, what's the plan? There's some pirates and some stolen X-Wings.
Gotta get them.
And you said there were six of them, right?
Six pirates, yep.
Okay. You can see. I'm going to... do the comm scan again, see if there's any chatter.
Okay. All right. So you dial through the bands. Mm-hmm. I think, I think you tune through them looking for any chatter. Someone's reporting in, one of the off-planet guys. They're like, yeah, there's no traffic up here. And they, I think they mention in Huddies, they say like, we're steering clear of that Corvette that's in orbit. We don't want them to notice us. We're just going to stay on the south side of the planet until they leave. But there's no good hunting today. Basically they're asking for permission to return. And then somebody in like flight control, and you can see none of the guys at the table are responding to this, but somebody in flight control says, all right, bring it back in. We don't need you wasting fuel up there.
Okay. Whatever we're doing, we should do it quickly. The ship that's orbiting is returning.
Commander, have you ever force pushed a droid before?
Not to my knowledge.
Droid's too big for you to move right now anyway.
I can only do little things right now, unfortunately.
No.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask if I could use my mechanics to hotwire or whatever one of the X-Wings, if I could start, like if I could jump in and use those guns, or do we want to, are we trying to like stun all these people, or do we just want to kill them? Because we already have like three stunned guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got people stunned. I mean, that's our, so at this point we can do whatever we want.
Okay.
So I just had the dark spot side like pulls through me. You guys go wild.
This is the interesting thing about morality in Star Wars. It's not what you do that matters. It's why you're doing it. So like running around killing people with a lightsaber, no big deal. Fuck it. Fuck them. Kill them with his lightsaber. No one cares. You're not going to become dark side by doing that. It's like, did you kill them because you were angry? That's dark side.
Right.
Like, murder? Fuck. Whatever.
We're killing these guys because they're using
it's a difference between like being a, like you're a soldier. You know, it's like that old adage, like soldiers don't go to hell.
The franchise is literally called Star Wars. So,
right.
Sure.
It's a really good idea. Like sneaking over to one of the X-Wings. You see the nearest one actually has its like landing ladder still attached to the cockpit. You don't know if it's working from here, but if you got up and got into the cockpit, you could lift it off, turn around, and just blast these guys with the quad lasers for sure.
Okay. Then I want to try and do that.
Now, before that happens, I've been trying to puzzle out this bad motivator skill that I have. And the bad motivator skill says, once per session, carry may take a bad motivator action to make a hard mechanics check. If successful, one device, subject to the GM's approval, spontaneously fails due to the character's involvement or because it was about to fail anyway and the character noticed it.
I love it. It's so good. Yeah. So this is 3PO or whatever. This is when he's like, oh, that R2 unit has a bad motivator. And at this point, if you wanted to, you could make the Gonk droid just blow up. Right, because obviously it was a faulty droid to begin with, or any other piece of equipment in here, you could have it malfunction if you successfully make the roll.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how involved do I have to be touching the thing? Or
no, I mean, because it says either by your direct involvement or because it was going to blow up anyway. Like, you just get to make that call because it's only once per session. So you can just say to me like, oh, of course. And this is the kind of thing that'll get you through. Like, if I describe something as being like brand new Imperial technology, you probably can't use this. But everything here is crap already. So it's a perfect time to use that, and that'll definitely cause a distraction for.
And that was my point, but also. Will it fucking destroy the X-Wings?
Where the droid is standing now, it might damage one of the X-Wings for sure. And you know, Talra, like part of the mission is like recover these X-Wings because we don't have an infinite supply of them.
We can use the X-Wings, but we don't want to destroy the X-Wings.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you wait, like you can watch the droid and wait until it's away from the X-Wing if you want to blow it up.
Right, but as far as role playing goes, how do I justify them waiting?
I mean, you can just, yeah. I mean, your character, like you've shown some care for Kes, right? You could just be like, I don't think it's safe. Hold on a second, and then you could just point out like, I think there's something wrong with that droid. Watch it for a few seconds, and then just trigger your ability because you still have to roll. So don't worry about hammering it into the narrative too hard.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you just get to do because it's a Star Wars convention and a thing you can
right.
Sergeant, Commander, may I advise caution while I inspect the room?
Okay. So do you want to use that ability?
Yes, I want to try it. I want to see what happens. I think the gonk is significantly away from it, so it won't damage it shit too much.
You watch it, and it looks like someone gave it a command and then forgot to uncommand it because it's literally just walking back and forth between where it's standing and then the other side of the room. So it's just going back and forth this way.
Yeah.
Just walks for a while, bumps into the X-Wing, stops, turns around, walks the other direction, stops. Okay.
It's a Roomba,
Totally. So the battery droid, like there's definitely something wrong with it. Where do you want it to blow up? Like just away from the X-Wings over here somewhere?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Okay. All right, cool.
So while he's...
There's something about the gonk droid. It looks like it is overheating. So I would cover your ears.
Its coolant supplies are all low, so it's just running the coolant out.
As it just goes back and forth and no one stopped it.
Yeah, there's probably some warning light on the back that's like, replace coolant.
No one knows it.
Check engine, like, and they're like, what's wrong with this droid? Ah, fuck it. Okay, all right,
so I said, cover your ears. It might not even work, but we'll check it out. We'll give it a shot.
So it's a hard
I use his if that thing does blow up, can I use that as a distraction? Because I'm assuming they're all going to look away from us toward the explosion if it happens. Yeah. So then on that, I'm going to run toward this X-Wing on the right front corner.
So this is going to be all about creating a distraction for you.
So yeah, so go ahead and make that roll, Zeke. It's a, you said it was hard, so like three
purples.
Yep. Okay, so you can take that. You know, three purples. It's a mechanics check. Do you want to use a light side point to make it easier? Actually, you might not be able to. What's your if you use light side point, you'll get three yellow instead of two. It's already a pretty good roll in your favor, but it's up
to you. Yeah, I think I'm good. I'll save that for emergency or let someone else use it. So that is mechanics. There we go. Hey, okay, Adam, we're good. Here it comes.
Real quick while he's doing that, what was the exact name of the rifle I found?
It's a black, just like a standard issue blaster rifle.
Normal blaster rifle. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Welp. So you fail. It's going to be not good for you. So I think when you come in, you're like, there's something wrong with that droid. Yep. And maybe like your rebel like code or whatever, like the fact that you have like a rebel transponder, sure, triggers something in the droid. So the droid has been in standby until it like receives a signal, and now it realizes like, oh, someone to give me a command, and it like stops mid step and turns towards you and just starts walking in your direction, like kind of like a kind of like an excited puppy. It's like, oh, you're home. So it's like toddling towards you. You're like, hey.
You have coolant.
someone here to give me a command. So yeah, so it just starts toddling towards you. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it starts toddling off towards you. You can pass that advantage that you got onto. You can still try to make some advantage out of this by passing that advantage over to Kess, right? You could be like, go now, because before they notice the droid is moving. Yeah.
Right.
Well, the funny thing is your character doesn't even know something. Like in the fiction, if we were watching this as a movie, Zeke would have been like, I think there's something wrong with that droid. And then the droid stops, looks at you, and is like, starts toddling over. So, I mean, it's true. It's, yeah, there was something wrong with that droid. It's just not the thing that the player wanted to be wrong with it. So if you want, you can run for it now, because they're going to be distracted and their point of view will follow the droid, right, as it comes around, and then they'll see you.
Right, and I'm looking for, see if there's like some other talent that I have that will help this.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have that many. I doubt it. But let me just check it out here.
Yeah, nope. And I think at this point, like when the droid notices you, the music kind of takes on like a slightly comical like tone, like there's little like pizzicato like strings as the droid like heads over excited to rejoin the rebellion. It's like hooray.
Sergeant.
Cool. So yeah, Kess, do you wanna
make a droid is on its way over to us now.
Okay. So I just look at him and I say shit, and I just like start running toward the X-wing, because they won't see me, right? Or can I like kind of?
You'll have to make a stealth run. Yeah, have to do a roadie run over there. But you do have an advantage from Zeke's roll, failure though it was.
May I suggest we shoot the droid as soon as it approaches the table?
Well, I'm going to try and make it to the X-Wing before he's passing the table.
Okay.
So then, because I could shoot at the droid, but I'm assuming, it depends on where he's positioned by the time I get there, if I can even access the X-Wing's weapons.
Okay, well, let's see if you make it to the X-Wing unnoticed first.
Okay.
So
probably not.
there are a bunch of them. So I think that for your pool, the difficulty is going to be... make sure you add one blue die, and then add I'm gonna use a point here. So let me take a quick look.
And also, upgrade. When the droid started walking towards us, that didn't alert the six guys at all, right? They didn't.
That's the thing. They're gonna turn, and we're gonna see on the stealth roll if they notice Kess, because Kess is running for it before their vision turns that way. So in your pool, you should have one blue. I'm gonna give you one purple and one red.
Okay.
For that, I think that's probably fair, because it's a standard difficulty, but I upgraded it with dark side point, and then you roll your stealth. Ooh, okay. So no disadvantage, no advantage, but they spot you. Maybe the droid picks up speed. And when it gets droid. To here, it sees you, and instead of running for where Zeke is, it starts to turn, and now it's running towards you.
God, like, what a terrible droid.
So the droid is just like running at full speed, its little garbage can body like tilted in, and it's like running forward, and then you make eye contact with them like right across the room as they start to get up, and they're like, they see you, and they're like grabbing their weapons off the table. You get to the ladder, though. You get to the ladder of the X-Wing, and you can start to climb it and jump in if you want.
Okay. I'm still going to get in there because then I'm like shielded from their attack, their imminent attack, I'm assuming. And yeah, I can still I'm going to try and like work on getting access to the X-Wing's weapons. And then I feel like we're kind of like the team is a little bit split around them so that they don't like they don't because right now we're just in a small hallway. And I feel like if they just shoot straight into that hallway, we're kind of screwed. So. At least that's splitting us up.
Yeah, totally. The droid is running towards you. They're grabbing their weapons off the table, looking past the droid. They see you climbing up the ladder. You jump into the cockpit, and we can roll. I think we'll probably have to roll initiative after that to figure out when everybody is going, because I think the rest of the group's going to want to help out. The funny thing here is that now the droid is going to get caught in the crossfire. So if anybody rolls a big ton of like threat or someone gets a despair, you're like, yeah, you accidentally misfire and you hit the droid. He's basically just a like a red barrel on legs. Right. So
also, they've only seen me, right? The other three party members are still unnoticed.
That's right. Yeah. They're definitely gonna be firing at you.
So you guys could still use like stealth to get around them or something. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Exactly. So
you could scare the droid. Sergeant,
let's roll.
I mean, it worked last time. But the droid's running over. If you yell at it, you're like, "No, go back where you were." It probably will get sad and run off. But, it's like when Chewie roars at the mouse droid on the Death Star, right? It comes flying up and just, like runs away. So let's roll initiative, and then maybe we'll take our last break before we go into recovering the X-Wings or maybe blowing up the hangar. So I'm gonna jump everybody back over to the range band screen. Just grab up your token, and you're gonna roll cool. And they're also gonna roll cool for their initiative.
Zero dice, right?
Yeah, no difficulty or anything on this. Just the dice as you have them there.
So we're on the cool initiative, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because you are prepared. Excellent. Okay, so two the NPCs and then two of you. Perfect. Okay, so
what affects initiative?
Your initiative is just, it's a really simple roll. The actual results only count for the number of symbols you get. The symbols are there to establish the number, break ties, and then break ties again.
Sure, but the number of dice you roll.
So the number of dice is based on either your cool, if you're prepared. That's why it says initiative cool. Right. If you're prepared for a fight, you roll your cool. If you are being surprised, you roll your vigilance. So if I was like, yeah, somebody jumps out of the shadows and attacks you, roll initiative. That's a surprise initiative. You use vigilance instead.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, why do people get more dice than I do?
Because they have a higher cool than you.
So there is something that affects cool.
Cool is a skill. Yeah.
Oh, it's a skill. Well, fuck. Okay, there it is.
It was a skill. It's a skill based on something. Willpower, I think, and you just have a low willpower and no cool.
Oh, gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, got it.
Zeke droid has no chill. No. Okay, so let's take a break here, and we will come back, and we'll finish up today's episode of Balance of Power when we get back. Stick around.